How is Mike Massey then?
He's all right. You know, I think a little bit of it was precautionary. It probably, I think I was a little surprised when he came out, you know, but we checked him. He could have went back in the game, but we just thought it was probably better for us not to do that.
Was it hamstring?
Yeah.
So it was nothing.
No.
Really,
no.
Cordray Tankersley, how's he?
He's okay. You know, he was hurting a little bit, but you know, we'll probably take it slow with him this week, but you know, we'll see how quickly we can get him back out there.
Why did Bobby McCain went to the boundary? I think Aldrin Verner went out there first, then Bobby went to the boundary. Aldrin came back in for the nickel. Why Bobby on the boundary?
You know, Bobby, I know not a lot of people have seen him play corner too much, but he does a really good job out there. You know, we've seen him, you know, in games play nickel mostly, but he plays corner in practice quite a bit, and he's a challenge for, you know, our guys to get open, and he does a good job, especially in any of the zone coverages. You know, he has a really good feel there, which obviously with, you know, his, you know, ability to play nickel, it kind of goes hand in hand when we're playing zone coverages.
Adam, I know it's never easy preparing for the Patriots, but how does it change the dynamics playing them so soon after the first game?
You know, it's really you're adding two games, you know, our game versus them and their last one to really what we already had cut up wise. You know, a lot of your game plan you can revisit that you haven't run, which is nice in the fact that you've repped it. So you're kind of getting reps of the same plays you've already been working on versus what they do. The hardest thing is I think it's hard for either team really to change too much, you know, playing each other so close together, because sometimes when you go the third game and then the 12th game, you know, you can kind of evolve over time. You know, so it's going to be, you know, it's always interesting to kind of play in these games of, you know, what each side comes up with as far as scheme-wise.
Do you plan on them having Gronk?
I don't know. I mean,
do two game plans or just kind of?
No, I mean, that's out of my hands. We're going like he's going to be there until somebody tells us different.
Is there anything with Kenny Stills that's clicked or been going better? Is it health?
He's been consistent all year as far as what he's done. We haven't always been able to get him the ball. You know, I think some of the issues that we were having earlier as far as pushing the ball down the field, we just didn't get some of the fronts didn't match up with what we wanted to do protection-wise. And, you know, we were trying to get the ball out quick early in the season. And, you know, his game is pushing the ball down the field and trying to get behind defenses and, you know, letting him kind of use his speed to his advantage. And I think probably the last month or so, we've been able to do that just a little bit more.
And then on the flip side, DeMonte Parker's kind of gone the opposite direction.
Yeah, I think we just haven't been able to get him back in that rhythm like we had him earlier in the season when he got injured. And, you know, we're just, you know, keep working to try to get his confidence back to where it was. And it's, you know, I thought he had a really good week of practice. I was a little bit surprised that we couldn't really get him going this last game, because I really felt going into the game that we had all three guys in a good place, and, you know, plus the tight ends in the back. You know, I was feeling good about it, and we just couldn't really get anything to DeMonte this last game.
There's been different times where you've said he's doing the right things, or maybe he's not doing the right things. So right now, it's
on. He's doing the right things. It didn't happen for us this last game with him.
And was it in the game plan to get Kenyon Drake 23 carries? We had gotten a sense during the week that the distribution to that position maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we're always going to go in there thinking that we're not going to have one guy just carry the load. We had some other packages that we were going to try to take a little off him. You know, we weren't 100% on what Snorse. You know, you can say a guy's going to be ready to go after coming off a concussion, but I mean, once you're on the protocol, you don't know how long, and we have to prepare as though he might not be there. So we just made sure that we had a whole bunch of different ways that we could get some runs and quick passing game and things like that to try to take a little bit off of Drake. And, you know, kind of really that's what we were thinking with Jakeem, just try to take one off of, you know, Drake in that situation. And, use some other personnel groupings that we put in there. You know, it was good to really just get Drake going a little bit. You know, let him, you know, he had the safety one-on-one unblocked a couple of times. He made a miss and created some explosive plays.
You guys are averaging like 23 points over the last five games. It correlates with the trade. Is there a connection there that maybe it was a jump start for the offense?
Yeah, I'm not. That's hard for me to say. I just know that we've been doing things better than what we were doing them earlier. There's still the turnovers we have to minimize. Really, that's hurting our team probably more than anything. You know, any kind of fumble we need to prevent. You know, that it's hard for me to get upset about the one interception Chris Harris made. I thought that was just a really good play. Him and Kenny, I mean, I thought it's just he did a good job on coverage, and Jay gave one of our better players a chance, and Chris made a great play on the ball.
Quick follow-up, if I could. I guess 2 years in a row now, it took a while for the offense to get going, and now it's going. Can you take anything from 2018?
Yeah, I'm so far away from thinking about 2018, but I understand what you're saying. Yes, that's you confirming something that I do know.
Adam, you may not have heard, but last night on NBC – Tony Dungy was critical of the onside kick, saying it's not something he would do as a coach in that situation that late with that big a lead. How do you decide when it's appropriate, and is there a time when it's not appropriate?
No, I don't. I mean, you guys have been you guys have seen every game we've played. It's not like we've been dominating, and we haven't had big leads. And I think the whole point of that was for our guys to understand that we have to play 60 minutes every week, and you have to play that game like it's 0-0 for 60 minutes. And, you know, that was the biggest point that, you know, I wanted to make to our guys, that we're going to be aggressive the entire time. And that's the mentality I want our guys to have. And that's why those guys on the other sideline, those offensive players, they know where my mind's at for an entire game. They've been through it with me before.
Adam, two things about Tunsil. What did the tape show on his block on the 42-yard run? And generally, has he been picking up his game the last few weeks?
I think he has played better. You know, he's had his practice habits keep getting better each week. I think he's understanding the bigger picture, which is really for a young player, that's all you – you're looking for that improvement week in and week out. And he is one of those guys where you can really see what we have as far as talent-wise, and we just need to keep bringing him along. He needs to keep maturing as a player. And I think he's heading in that direction. You know, the sooner that he gets to a level to where – you know, we consistently see a dominant player. That's really what we're striving to do. I know he is. He's trying to do the same thing. You know, I've seen a different look in his eye the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of kind of light bulb going off as far as understanding everything as a whole. You know, it's not always easy. You kind of get into that trend of, well, I'm supposed to block this guy instead of conceptually thinking. And I think it's really making sense to him more. Yes, the season's going on.
Adam, Terrence Bidet showed you stuff inside, outside, and special teams. Why does it take the Gotshaw and Hayes injuries for him to get?
We've been trying to mix him in, really. You know, any game that he's ever been up, he's been effective in all our special team stuff. You know, he's caused a lot of teams problems, especially on when they're punting. You know, there's a lot of times where you see him getting dragged to the ground, and we either get a call or we don't, but he's causing problems where guys are really – he's affecting multiple guys on the punt team. And, you know, it was good to see him get through and get one. And on defense, we've – especially this last month, he's really been all over the place and done a good job. And anytime he steps on the field, it's max effort. And, you know, really that's kind of his role. And it's to – be the guy that can go inside, outside, play special teams, you know, be energy on the sideline. I mean, he's embraced his role for what he has to do for us, and you know that group's really deep. It's not easy to get on the field, and I think he just keeps doing what we ask him to do.
Was Gotshaw close to playing Sunday, or what went into?
Yeah, that was a little kind of got surprised surprised on that one heading into Friday. You know, I think it just got to the point where we wanted to have a clear picture of what we were going to do on Sunday. You know, that's kind of a big deal that, you know, when we didn't have him, you know, making basically having given T a chance to figure out how we're going to play this game. See, I see it different than it seems like everybody else does. He's done everything I've asked him to do. You know, I've wished there's been situations where I've called plays for him and we haven't been able to get the ball to him, whether it be by coverage or the ball didn't go there for whatever reason. You know, when we've asked him to do things in the running game, he's given me max effort. You know, he's been there every day for us in practice and at games, and, you know, it's – yeah, would I love him to have 12 touchdowns? Sure. We haven't really had that many snaps until the last five games. That's really where that's where he's made his money. You know, I think he's had the third most touchdown catches in the NFL in the last – since 2013 or something like that. So, I mean, he's done exactly what we asked. Yesterday was a good example. I mean, that's a big, big play. We wanted to get up. It was the first guy I went to.
You watched the film on him from yesterday, then, and you were – that touchdown celebration, I don't know, man.
If there's any touchdown celebration practice going on, I'm not seeing it. So they don't. I haven't seen them do it around me.
It
so.
Was there on the film on display.
No, I know. I saw it. I'm not really sure what it was. I just always look for flags if there's any flags going to come out. So.
Cameron Melvo got a lot of snaps yesterday, and I'm not sure if he ended up with a tackle, but a lot of snaps, he must have done something right, I guess.
Well, just to get him up was great. I mean, he has been a guy that he's helped us get better on offense. You know, the way that he's gone about practicing on the scout team, I mean, it's game day for him. You know, every day he's out there, and he's really pushed those offensive linemen, which is that's what you want guys to do. That whole defense, that scout team defense – really, they make it challenging for the offense. I feel like that's one of the reasons why we've at least made some strides in a positive direction. You know, and he's caught the eye of a lot of coaches. And when we had a chance to bring him up, I don't think there was anybody in disagreement, and we were all excited to see him play.
Since you have stopped by the trainer's room today, Damian Williams and Jermon Bushrod, are those looking like more long-term issues?
I think Bush has got – you know, we got a chance to get him out there and maybe see where he's at, possibly either in practice. We'll see how deep it goes into the week. Damian, we'll kind of see. It's really kind of getting to a point of how much pain he's going to be in, how much range of motion does he have. So we're just going to keep working into the week, and then we'll kind of wait to closer to game, you know, to game day to figure out where they are, you know, status-wise. I know they're both getting better. You know, it'd be great to get them both back, but I just don't know, like, realistically what our chances are. It's got to kind of get deeper in the week.
So is he medically cleared to play if he can feel
like yeah, that's function, like, if you ask him, he'll say yes, but I think we're going to be careful, because the last thing we need is something else to happen, or he's not completely ready to go to where it takes one hit and now we're right back where we started. Yeah, I feel like both those guys have been playing well on the right side. They did a good job yesterday. You know, we got some chemistry there. You know, Bush had done a lot of good things, you know, leading up to his injury. You know, some games we've had good matchups for him, and some games it's been tough. You know, you play a team like Tampa, it becomes difficult. You know, first of all, I want to get him healthy before we make any kind of decision. You know, that's just one of those things. We tell our guys, you just keep playing until somebody tells you different. So don't worry about who could possibly replace. Like, you start thinking down that road, it does you no good.
If I could take you back to Julius a second, his speed has never been quick speed. It's been this locomotive down. You know, it takes a while. Does he still reach that same speed at the end of that long run?
Yes, I mean, we see it in practice. Like, there'll be times where we do stretch him down the field when we're outside the red zone. And a lot of times DBs think they have him covered. All of a sudden he pulls away, and then he really pulls away. And that's kind of been one of his things where people don't think he's very fast, and then, you know, he builds up his speed, and then he's a tough guy to bring down, and he's a tough guy to catch.
So he hasn't dropped off the table?
I haven't seen that. We haven't really had that couple of those opportunities that we've had. It's, you know, it's been on a corner or, you know, and the quarterback goes somewhere else with the ball. You know, I wish I could get him more in space and see if we can get him, you know, turn loose a little bit, some green grass. But we haven't had those opportunities.
And one more thing on Julius. He could get second highest receptions, second highest yards in his career this year. He could challenge those. Do stats mean anything to you when you look at his season, his performance?
No, I don't even know where stats are, like, majority of the time. You know, I think 2013 is the only time where anybody kept updating me every week on what was going on. And this year, like, if you told me what everybody had, I have no clue. You know, I just keep trying to spread it out to as many guys as possible and make it tough for the defense to figure out where the ball's going. You know, Jarvis is a magnet. It just seems like the ball finds him more than anything. You know, we just keep trying to keep as many guys mixed into the equation as possible.
How competitive do you think things have been in the three games against New England? The first game last year was kind of interesting, and they won pretty decisively here. Last game, it's kind of up for interpretation, I think.
Yeah, you know, we've spotted them. We've started slow in all three games, you know, and I think it's really hard to challenge them the way you need to challenge them if you're down 21, 14, 20 before you even get going. You know, they're a hard enough team to play when it's close, and now all of a sudden you give them a big lead and you're trying to, hey, we got to score every drive and then we have to stop them. You know, I mean, that's a tough thing to do. You know, we need to do a better job of being competitive early and try to see how long we stay tight with them. And then that's when you have to go try to win in the fourth quarter. There's not too many times where you see teams get a lead, keep a lead for the entirety of the game. It's to beat them, it's going to be close. And you got to keep it close, and then in the fourth quarter you have to make plays to beat them.
So you feel like you guys have competed well against them?
I feel like we've made some mistakes that have hurt us, extremely hurt us, especially early in the game. And then I think once we get into the game, we compete better with them and put ourselves in some positions where at least we have a chance. That first one would be a good example. This last one, you know, we're down by 11, and, you know, our defense does a good job of getting the ball back, and there's a lot of time left in the fourth quarter, and the first play we let up a sack. You know, it's just we didn't really give ourselves a chance to see what could have happened on that drive.
Based on what you said about starting, not being falling behind them, why do so many teams, including your team, give Tom Brady the ball first?
Well, if we take the ball, you know what's going to happen at the end of the half, right?
Yeah.
They're going to have 6 minutes left. They're going to use all the clock, and then they're going to get the ball there, and then we'll be on the sideline, and they got a chance to have two scores without us touching the ball. You know, you try to – our defense went three and out last time, and we got caught on a fake punt. So, I mean, that's the prime example of – everybody's got to do their job. We got to be where we're supposed to be. And when we do have it's complimentary football. It's what they do best. And we have to do a better job of it. We get a three and out, we can't allow a fake punt. And that's where we need to be better.
Adam, 8 hits on Brady last 2 weeks ago, 7 on Simeon yesterday. What is the pass rush showing you? What is it doing?
I think they're really trying to work together instead of one guy just trying to make a play. I think that's really – they've kind of gone back to how we started the season, where that whole group is trying to just play team defense. I think that's helped us a lot. You know, Tom's a tough guy to get around. You know, you have to do a great job in coverage and to give the line a chance, and you better win quickly. And it doesn't work if especially if it's a 4-man rush. Those four guys aren't working together. So I think they're trying to do a better job. I know they've been practicing the way that we need them to practice to give us a chance on Sunday. And, you know, the good thing is we got another opportunity on Monday to try to play the right way against New England.